We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Listen, we are we're going to switch gears right now. I am so looking forward to this. JP, so you have seen, I believe, that Trump was slinging some fries and flipping some burgers at McDonald's.
How could I have missed it?
It's like it's all the talk right now.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere. And it was epic. And it was fun. That's the thing. You know what? Here's the deal. In case you have not had a chance to like see any social media at all for more than 30 seconds, then you may not know that yesterday Trump went to a McDonald's. And by the way, I've forgotten where it's from. Do you know where it was? Where the Trump? Oh, it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so in
near Pittsburgh, I believe.
Indeed, it was in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a little town called Feasterville Traverse. There's a name. Try to put that on a bumper sticker. Feasterville Traverse, Pennsylvania, Bucks County. This story I've got from Town Hall said this is where Trump likely sealed the deal for the Keystone State. So there are some folks that said it was like a Norman Rockwell painting. It was just hilarious. Well, so bottom line is this. Trump has been sort of trolling Kamala because she said, I worked at McDonald's one summer, trying to identify, you know, okay, that's fun, but we can find no record. McDonald's says they have no record of Kamala Harris ever working there, and she refuses now to confirm how and when she worked there. She just says that when she was in, was it college? I think it was college.
Yeah, around that age.
Yeah, that she was working at a McDonald's one summer. Okay, well, then someone somewhere ought to have a pay stub. Someone somewhere ought to have a recollection. You know, at least she could say is, it was at this store at this time, and I worked these shifts. And if you remember it, you do. If you don't, then why'd you bring it up? All said and done, Trump's been trolling her on this. So he goes to a McDonald's, and he works a shift. He worked the fries. I mean, dropping fries, I've done that. Have you really? Where'd you work?
I worked at Chick-fil-A when I was in college.
I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I worked there for about 6 months.
And which one?
There was one in Tuscaloosa on McFarland Drive. It's one of the ones that hasn't been renovated as a drive-through only one. It's an old-fashioned looking one where it's only drive-through. And yeah, I did fries, did everything there.
Chick-fil-A is real.
Yeah,
I mean, you work.
Let me tell you, lunchtime at Chick-fil-A, it's no joke.
Madness.
It's no joke.
So my version of lunchtime at Chick-fil-A now, because this is in the era before Chick-fil-A had freestanding stores, I worked in what used to be called Parkway City Mall in Huntsville in the 80s. And there was not a food court. We were the fast food in the mall during Christmas rush. The line would be out the door down the mall, and all I would hear in the back, more chicken! Oh, God. And I would just keep slinging chicken, man.
Yeah, it's... I never worked in the back cooking, but I did. I did do fries, and I did. Getting the orders out. It's not an easy job.
It's not. By the way, there are still things I do that I know I picked up at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like to this day, every once in a while, I'll walk into the pantry at home, and I'll organize the stock. Yeah. And I'll have the old stuff to the front. You know what I'm saying? And then. I don't hardly ever carry real bills in my wallet anymore. If I do, I arrange them.
You organize them?
I do.
Yep.
I organize them.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, Trump went and he dropped fries and he flipped burgers and he had a great time. And he worked the drive-thru, which was also probably the biggest hoot. People were showing up. Now, what's not being shown by the mainstream, the Democrats in general are having a complete come apart about this. This is awful. Trump is mocking the common man worker, and why would he do this? And this is just not humorous at all. It was hilarious. He was having the best time. The workers loved it, and the crowds. I've seen one video of the outside of the store. It was like a Trump rally outside of McDonald's.
Yeah, there were people lined up on the road was backed up just to get into there.
Yeah, and then there were like Trump flags flying on trucks and horns honking and people having a big time. I'm not sure how they did it because it had to have been blocking traffic in the area. But so one of the first things out the gate this morning I saw was liberals saying, this was all staged. It turns out Trump went to a McDonald's that was otherwise closed, and they even had to have the Secret Service. And so here's my point. So what?
No duh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's been shot at once. Somebody died next to him. Another time, somebody tried to shoot at him. Of course the Secret Service is there. Of course they have to screen people that are in there. Of course it's a photo op. No one believes for a second that the billionaire quit his job running for president and filled out a W-9 and became an employee of McDonald's. Of course it was a photo op. And he trolled Kamala like a champ. Like a champ. And the libs can't stand it.
I like the clip that started off the video I saw where he walked in and was like, I need a job. So I'm looking for a job.
Yeah, which is just humor.
Yeah.
You know, I said the other day, last week, you know, I did a segment. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. I called it Smell the Fear. That one of the things you're seeing a difference in right now is Kamala is getting more and more strident and seeming like desperate in the things she's doing and saying. Trump looks like he's just having a big time.
Yeah.
Trump's like he's out there having fun. And I think that's part of the sense of things for the two campaigns. So the Kamala Harris side has now come at this with like, this was awful that he would stage this. This is demeaning of the office of the presidency. Really? That's your takeaway? How about this, Kamala? Go do something fun. I mean, Trump went and did the Catholic charity dinner. Al Smith dinner, Memorial Foundation dinner. And had an entire speech filled with one-liners and jokes and had a big time. And he even laughed with Chuck Schumer, who had to sit there and listen to him talk about Chuck Schumer. He even laughed at Lawfare with Letitia James sitting right behind him the whole time. I mean, literally sitting on the podium, on the dais behind him. He's acting a lot more, and Kamala's latest thing is he's unhinged, he's unsteady, and he's incapable of governing. I got news, lady. He's having a big time. He just did a 90-minute interview with the Wall Street Journal editorial board. And they came out and said, Kamala Harris needs to stop saying the unhinged and incapable thing because he did a 90-minute interview with a greater grasp of the facts than he even had back in 2016 when they first interviewed him. It's everything about the Harris campaign is backfiring. Still a close race? Absolutely. I got somebody on the phone. Let me do that real quick before I run out of time. Oh, is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I wanted to comment on this because I think that this whole thing represents authenticity. So Trump comes across as authentic and lovable and likable, and he understands everyday people. I believe he probably even eats McDonald's. Kamala comes across as fake, disingenuous, a liar, a fraud, and people can smell it. And that's the difference in this. And this troll was epic. It was, I don't know who came up with this, but they're just brilliant. And when they say, oh, this is staged. Okay, when Kamala went into that, some sort of convenience store or something. Oh, I'm sure they didn't sweep the whole thing before she went in there. And I'm sure everybody in there wasn't either a reporter or Secret Service. Come on, they all do this. You can't have someone like President Trump who they've taken two shots at him and you just let any old Joe Blow go through the drive-thru? No.
Yeah.
Of course this was handled, but it was still epic.
It was very epic. And some of the responses, David Frum, who's a Never Trumper journalist, he tweeted out this morning and he said, he said Donald Trump went to pretend he was working at McDonald's. It was all posed. And I replied back to him and I said, Kamala Harris went to pretend that she was VP, but it was all posed.
Oh, that was brilliant.
And somebody else came back at me and said something like, Trump went in and pretended to serve people and it was awful. And I said, if Kamala Harris had been there, all she would have served were the black men. I mean, that's just literally, Trump's just having a big time.
Over 1 million serves, whatever. Yes. Look, she's a fraud, and that's what this illustrates. She never worked at McDonald's. I don't believe it for a second. I think she's lying. Look at how your nephew could tell you exactly where he worked and what it looked like. This woman's a fraud.
That would be JP she's talking about, by the way. She is indeed a fraud. Lee from Huntsville, love you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, see you. We'll have Lee on Thursday, very likely, for maybe Friday, because we're doing a different programming this week. But we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, just know this. The situation with Trump at McDonald's, I'm calling this the Biggie Size. He just Biggie Size his campaign. Like, it's the meme generator of the century. Him at McDonald's slinging fries, wearing an apron, handing bags of burgers out the drive-thru. People coming to the drive-thru loving the fact that he's there. Thank you, Mr. President. We're praying for you and we're voting for you. It's just, you couldn't ask for more. Was it staged? Well, of course it was. He didn't just like save up all of his, you know, leave time from McDonald's to go run for president. I mean, he's not really an employee there. He's having a great time. He's out there. It was last night. I saw that J.D. Vance apparently was at a bar and was serving drinks to people at the bar. And this morning he called Trump and said, "Hey, man, I had my big opportunity serving drinks at the bar, and you upstaged me with fries at McDonald's." But I just saw, too, that Richard Grenell, who was an intelligence guy with the Trump administration, Richard Grenell just tweeted out, he said, 51 former intelligence officials say that Kamala worked at McDonald's. They also said that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. All right, we're going to talk more about this when we get back. We're talking about Biggie sizing. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. You just got to laugh. You got to laugh. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades up in here. That's what we're doing. We're going to go right to the phone real quick so I don't lose time on that. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm getting along, and I'm enjoying the McDonald's and front there. But keep in mind that I hope they don't try to slip him a paycheck or anything, because otherwise Jack Smith is going to be on his back claiming a tax evasion.
Oh, yeah, or abuse of his position for personal gain or something. Yeah, exactly.
And other than that, I just wanted to mention that if you look at it, when Trump was younger, Ronald McDonald and Trump have similar hair colors. If he slicked his hair back a little bit, he could be Ronald.
Oh, my gosh. I think Ronald would appreciate having Trump's paycheck, though. I think I can say that. All right, fair enough.
He's got a bigger one than Trump does, I guarantee. I'll have a good one.
Thanks, Bye. Brian. We'll see you, man. I got a ton of text messages. We get back from the top of the hour break here in a few minutes. I'll start taking some texts and getting those cleaned up. And some are right on this same topic that we're on right now. Did you find anything, by the way? So there's a question right now about whether or not Trump paid for the food of all the people. Did his campaign come in and pay for it? Did he pay for it?
So I can't find anything on the internet that confirms that, but I know I saw a video of him asking if he could. He was like, can I do that? Am I allowed to do that? I don't know if they ever let him, but I can't find any confirmation, but I know I saw that video. He tried to.
Oh, that's cool. The bottom line is, there's some weird nuances. Like the other day, he was in a grocery store. A lady was checking out. He had been kind of walking around talking to people. Just had one of those unplanned stops in a grocery store of all places, kind of highlighting the fact that groceries are so hard to buy in the Biden-Harris economy. And he walked up. There was a lady who was checking out, and they were ringing up her totals. And he just handed the $100 bill to the cashier and said, "Her bill just got $100 lighter." And it was like really neat. I mean, the lady was blown away. She was thankful. So he's thankful because she's a single mom raising kids, I believe. But then next thing you know, liberals are like, "You can't do that. That's a violation of campaign finance law."
So that exact incident is when I, questioned if they let him pay for the meals at McDonald's. But he at least, offered to. So there's that. Yeah.
Unreal. Well, anyway, what happened when he was there? Well, first of all, yeah, he had a big time. Yeah, the employees seemed to love it. Yeah, the crowd showed up. A reporter asked, "What's your favorite part about all this?" Story here on the Daily Wire. He said, "I like it all. I like every ounce of it, everything. But I do like the French fries where I'll be working." And that's what he did. He went back and he worked the fries. Then he worked the drive-thru. And he took a swipe at Kamala Harris several times. CBS reported a large crowd of Trump supporters gathered near the McDonald's in Feasterville, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, to get a peek at the former president. A large crowd. I'm glad somebody mentioned it because, like I said, it was like a mini Trump rally right outside the door. So was it staged? Of course it was. Of course it was. Story here on Newsweek. They cannot abide by this. They cannot abide. Headline, was Donald Trump's McDonald's shift staged? Why are they asking this question? Why do they even ask this question? Of course it was, and it was fun. It was big doings. Here's the thing. The store was closed. The store, the McDonald's local outlet was closed. According to a post on Reddit, a sign was placed on the storefront by Derek Guacamantonio, I believe his name is, the unit manager. We plan to be closed on Sunday, October 20th until 4 p.m. to accommodate a visit at the request of former President Trump and his campaign. The note ended with, I apologize for the inconvenience of closing our restaurants. Sincerely look forward to serving you very soon. Keep in mind, everywhere he goes, if there's a planned stop and people know he's coming, they have to do security, advanced details. They have to check everything. They have to vet the employees. They probably also wanted to do a lot of cleaning, get everything spick and span, looking really up and up. You know, a lot of photo op behind the scenes. So was it staged? Of course it was. Why do you even ask that question? It says, as his staff and reporters observed, a McDonald's employee instructed him on how to lower his fries into the oil, salt them, and then use a scoop box.
You know what's funny? As I saw a clip while he was doing that, he was like, can I add some extra salt? And the guy was like, yeah, sure. And Trump just like puts all the salt in there, and the McDonald's worker's like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough salt.
He did, by the way. It was pretty funny. At one point, he says, I've now worked 15 minutes longer than Kamala at McDonald's. She never worked here, he said. He also just had a great time with people at the drive-thru window. I watched a video of that. I will say the Dems have now, you know, the knives are out. He can't have fun. We can't allow him to have fun. How can he have fun? I thought we shut down his fun meter. How's his fun meter still pegging out? Why is he having fun? This is not right. He must be unhinged. We tried to get him with lawfare. We tried to get him with, you know, all the issues. We tried to get him taken off the ballots. We tried to shoot him, for God's sake, and he's still having fun. John Cooper, a former campaign chair for ex-President Barack Obama, said on Twitter, he said, quote, the irony is that Trump's 34 felony convictions would prevent him from getting a job at McDonald's. Except that's a false statement. McDonald's is on a list of what they call felon-friendly employers. They want people to have a second chance. So I guess Trump has got his second chance as he's, you know, out there doing all the work and trying so hard to be the guy and actually having fun. And oh, by the way, trolling Kamala Harris like a bandit. I mean, trolling her like a bandit just cracks me up. More of this, please. What's next? Can we get him to play a round of golf and talk about how Kamala never has? Can we get him to, I don't know, underwater basket weaving and Kamala never, just do something. Find that thing. Keep having fun. Two more weeks of this, you guys. Two more weeks all the way to the finish line. We come back, I'm going to get a whole bunch of texts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. I don't even know where this show's going. It's gone by so fast here on a Meatloaf Monday, but we're glad you're with us. Coming right out the gate, I'm going to jump on the phone. Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana. Hey man, how you doing?
Would you like fries with that?
Yes, I would. Biggie size them, please. Thank you, sir.
I think maybe she served up too many Happy Meals.
She needs a Happy Meal right now.
You know what it is? Oh, yeah. She's at the unhappy meal right now, I don't think, especially after Brett Baer interviewed her the other day. I don't think she's really happy about that.
No, but, still not. Still not.
But you know what it is, Phil? I think Joe Biden had corn pop there because, you know, he's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. You know, carried a chain.
Humanized him with him, yeah. And Kamala thinks, how can I relate to the people? Oh, I know. I work at McDonald's. It's a fast food.
Except nobody remembers her. Oh, my gosh.
I'll be darned. Well, she is kind of forgettable, you know. I mean, you know, except for when she starts cackling and laughing. Can you imagine coming up to the drive-thru and, would you like fries with that? Oh, my gosh.
You know what's funny is right before we went on the air, JP pointed out, and I'd forgotten this. They said, you know, Trump's time at McDonald's was all staged. Well, what do you call when Tim Walz was out there trying to hunt with a shotgun he couldn't load? That was about as staged as it gets. Just saying.
Everything they do is staged. I mean, the only thing that wasn't staged, I guess, you know, even our interviews with 60 Minutes all staged and everything. You know, they sit there and do the edits and everything else. The only thing that wasn't staged was her interview with Brett Baron, and they're really wishing that would have been staged.
You know what wasn't staged, though? What wasn't staged was the people's response, because folks were showing up in droves to that parking lot just to get a glimpse of Trump there and to see if they could get some fries. And I tell you what else is going to happen. I believe that McDonald's is going to have record sales. They had to shut down for a day to get ready for it, and I bet you the bounce back, I bet you they become a tourist destination now. And they are probably selling fries like crazy.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah. That's the best publicity you can get, except for maybe they'll be firebombed by some crazy liberal or whatever, you know.
Yeah, don't say that. No.
You never know. You got to remember, the crazy people are out there yet walking around. So.
Well, the largely peaceful protests kind of did seem to target restaurants like that in Atlanta. So we'll just pray that these guys have a massive, massive overcoming of their day closed. And I think it's going to happen. I think they're going to sell more fries than they've ever sold in the history of that outlet.
Oh yeah, I'd eat there. You know, just say, you know, hey, I ate where Trump was serving food at, man, slinging this McDonald's.
You know, it's funny. As much as I've talked about McDonald's fries today, now I want some. I mean, like I do. I need a biggie size of McDonald's fries, good and salty. That's the way I like them. Just saying.
But you got to get them and eat them within 5 minutes. Otherwise, they go from the best fry in the world to the worst fry in the world.
Well, they do have a shelf life. I had a friend of mine one time. We sat down at McDonald's. I think it was actually at McDonald's. And he just tied right into his fries and hadn't even unwrapped his burger. I said, you going to unwrap that burger? He goes, no. He said, I've got a plan here. I said, okay. He goes, shelf life of a fry when it's hot is about 5 minutes. You got to get those done first. And I went, that's genius. And so from then on, I always eat my fries first now. Just saying.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. I mean, even Dale Jackson worked at McDonald's, so he was a manager, I guess. So.
Did he really? They let Dale Jackson manage a restaurant with people and everything?
Well, they're letting him. Well, they're kind of letting him manage radio stations. I know that's a disaster too. But,
No, he's doing a good job at that. He's doing a good job at that.
Oh, I know he does.
All right.
He finally found his niche.
Where are you at right now? Are you on the road?
I'm doing about 5 miles an hour on the loop in the side of Nashville here, trying to get out of this menagerie.
Well, at least you're not down there. Was it Fayetteville where you have to wait for your trailer? At least you're already on the road and halfway home, man.
Yeah, I only had to wait 5 hours the other day, so that wasn't bad.
No, not too bad. All right, well, stop and get you some fries. Tell them you want them biggie sized.
That's what I'm going to do.
Send me the bill. I'll even use
my McDonald's app so I can get free fries.
Nice. All right, man. You have a great trip. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Bob from Madison says, hey, Phil, I don't know if you remember, but in 1984 in Tuscaloosa, Ronald Reagan went to a McDonald's in Northport. And there was up until a few years ago a picture of Ronald Reagan and a signed $20 bill and the cashier that took it. And I know for a while they even had a plaque on the table where he sat. So I thought that was interesting. That's huge. I did not know that. You're an Alabama guy. Did you know that?
Nope. I lived there for 2 years and did not know that.
We need to find out about that. So there's, you know, up in D.C. in the Alexandria area, there's a church called Christ Church. It's been around since the 1700s. It was actually, it's got a pew that's marked. It's the pew where George Washington and a number of other presidents have all sat. And now we have a McDonald's with a president's table. So that's good. That's really good. Kenny from Huntsville says, all the folks in the crowd at Kamala Harris events need to scream, at which McDonald's did you work? Either that or scream, Jesus is Lord. Both of them seem to make her mad, apparently. We'll talk about that later in the week, but yes. Louis from Arab says, one large order of Trump fries, please. Yes, indeedy. They ought to, they could sell Trump fries now. Just put them in a big container and call them Trump fries. David from Bucky says, Phil, it seems to me the same could be said of the Biden-Harris administration. The last almost 4 years seem staged. Yes, indeed. Everything about it. It's kind of weird, but yeah. Jeffro from Indiana in his text said, Phil, I'm a pretty patient guy, but if Trump loses, I don't have enough patience to wait till the next administration or if this nation. And then his text broke off. So, brother, I don't know what else you were trying to say, but it sounded like you were opining that things could get difficult. It ain't going to happen. We're going to go all the way on this. JD from Hartzell, you are dreaming with two more weeks. When Trump wins, we're looking at years of wailing, gnashing of teeth, and every crazy trick they can dream up. Maybe, maybe. But here's, JD, here's a thought, first of all. And I mean this with all sincerity. First of all right? Pray for that peace that surpasses all understanding. That's what Philippians 4 says, that we should be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So my hope, my intent is to pray through this as peace. Here's my other thing. When I was a part of the 2010 Republican wave in Montgomery, I said this on the show a week or so ago, we flipped the state house from 136 straight years of Democrat control to a Republican supermajority overnight. And for the next 4 years, they attacked us relentlessly. The teachers' union, some of the liberal interests, the Democrats especially, it was one filibuster after another. It was screaming. It was scandal. It was all the things. And then we all got reelected again 4 years later, and it all got quiet. It's like it got eerily quiet. Because I think what happened is all the screaming didn't work, and we came back. And then they had to just go ahead and go, wow, I guess we got to deal with them now. And so they did. And we settled in. And it was, sometimes it was more fun in the first 4 years. But the reality is, I think that Trump's going to get reelected. And they're going to go, crap. And they're going to have regrets on all the lawfare. They're going to have regrets and buyer's remorse on all the things they chose to just fight against. And I think it's going to be more peaceful. That's my prediction. I hope it's true. Mike from Florence, guy I worked with in Louisiana, ordered fries at McDonald's with no salt. At the table, he salted the heck out of them. Confused, I asked why. He said it guarantees fresh fries because they have to cook a new batch. That's true. That's also so inconsiderate of the people who work there. I'll never forget working at Chick-fil-A, and if somebody came up and they wanted saltless fries, we had to, because keep in mind, there's a lot of salt in the fry bin. So you have to scrape everything out. You have to clean the fry bin completely. You have to stop what you're doing on anybody else's orders, and you have to do an entire new batch of fries so that one person can have no salt on their fries. Here's an idea. Don't order fries. Now, we did it. My pleasure, sir. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's extremely frustrating, and if somebody's doing that just to get the freshest fries, all you got to do is say, I'd like a fresh batch, please. And most of the time, they'll just drop a fresh batch. To say you want it saltless, all you did was create work unnecessarily for someone who's getting paid by the hour. Just not a fan. John from Huntsville says, Phil, the best fries are Checkers fries. I love Checkers fries. I would take some Checkers fries, like, right now. I'm getting really hungry. Devin from Brownsboro says, make McDonald's great again. Oh, my gosh. I've got a pile more. I can't even keep up with these texts. You see how many are down there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come back. I'll get a few more texts, and then we're going to close out the show with some Second Amendment libs and guns, y'all. Libs and guns. It's not just about whether Timmy Waltz knows how to load a shotgun. Sometimes it's about what they're trying to do to your Second Amendment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So let's a few wrapping thoughts here on the Trump McDonald's thing. First of all, epic troll. Epic troll. He trolled Kamala Harris and she can't stand it. She is beside herself because not only did he get a moment that is going viral, but he trolled her so hard in the process. So there's that. Second thing is, if somebody's saying something to you about it and they say, well, you know, it was staged. Of course it was staged. We all know it was staged. Nobody believes he filled out a W-9 and applied to be an actual employee of McDonald's. He's the president or former president of the United States. They had to shut the store down for security purposes alone. The crowd still showed up. The employees had a great time. and it meant a lot, and they had a great time doing it, and they showed that he's literally just kind of relaxed in the last 2 weeks of this campaign. He's going at it with he's having fun. So there's that. Yes, it was staged. And then number three, I'll just tell you right now, as somebody who has – I've done a little bit of everything, I feel like. I mean, in my – I've been doing something since I was probably 15 years old. Whether it was mowing grass, whether it was roofing houses in the summertime with my uncle in Birmingham, which was brutal, whether it was, delivering pizza, delivering flowers for a florist, working at the movie theater at the Madison Twin in Huntsville, making popcorn and doing the whole thing, slinging fries and chicken at Chick-fil-A. I have been working somewhere almost nonstop since I was probably 15 years old. As a guy who has slung fries, as a guy who I've done janitorial work. Of course, there's the military, there's ministry, there's all these things that I've done. As somebody who has gotten out there and worked and gotten my hands dirty and struggled to make a paycheck, at one point we were committed to Charlene being at home with our kids when they were little and have no regrets whatsoever on that. Because having her be able to be there was what we felt was the most important thing for our family. And next to Jesus Christ, Charlene being with our kids was probably the greatest thing that could have happened to our kids. And yet it also meant that at one point I was literally doing janitorial work in the morning from like 5 to 7, going to work from 8 to 5:30, and then delivering pizza at night, and then National Guard at least 1 week in a month. And it was just what I did. As somebody who has been out there working hard over the years, sometimes in places where no one else even knows you're working hard, the fact that Trump did this, I think, means a lot. Because he could have just as easily just talked about McDonald's. He could have as easily been in his ivory tower as a guy who's never seen behind the counter in a McDonald's. And it's a photo op, and we know that. But you know what? It still means a lot. I have done every kind of work imaginable, it seems. And the idea that he did this is just fun. It's kind of lighthearted. It brings back memories. It also makes me appreciate the fact that he's willing to go get his hands dirty and do something that means something to the average Joe and Jane who votes. I think he's going to wind up winning Pennsylvania. And I think they're going to look back on this day when he worked at McDonald's and call that one of the turning points. Shorty from Anderson says, "Hey, Phil, hope you and JP had a great weekend." We did. Thank you very much. Although JP's a Bama fan, so not so much there. He says, it's all as if Kamala Harris says she worked at McDonald's. Can one reporter ask her what goes on a plain hamburger? She'll start off by saying, "Listen, I was raised in a middle-class family," and totally avoid the question. She probably would. Roy from Hartsville says, "Trump in a few minutes worked at McDonald's more than Kamala did her entire life." Yes, indeed. Now we got a new texter in the line. This goes by David. David, tell us where you're from. He's actually a truck driver who was passing through Decatur at one point listening to the show. But David, tell us where you're from. We'll add that to your name line. He says, "I believe Trump was showing his willingness to be a servant to the American people, kind of like Jesus showed the apostles he was willing to be a servant, not a king, when he washed their feet." Wow, that's... David, wow, thanks, man. That's cool. That's a great point. Maybe that's why it feels that way, like I said a minute ago to me. Like he's willing to get down there, and see what's up. Pam from Locust Fork says, "Trump out there networking. LOL, I love it." Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, "Trump paid for the food." Unconfirmed. I don't think he did. I think he asked to. JP looked that up a while ago, and I think he asked to pay for the food, and he was probably advised that campaign finances didn't allow him to pay for people's stuff while he's on the campaign trail. Shame. Chad from Huntsville says, "All one needs to do is listen to Kamala's very scripted, managed speeches and Trump's off-the-cuff commentary. The difference is stark." That's a great point. I think every interview she's had has been staged, except for the one with Brett Baer, which is why she looks so uncomfortable. John from Minor Hill, Tennessee says, "So Donald Trump demeaned the office of president by showing an ability to mingle with the middle class by serving others at a McDonald's, but it's okay that the sitting VP went on a raunchy sex podcast to appeal to the younger generation on a topic she finally knows something about." Okay. Wow. I think John just nailed it. Jim from Grove Oak says Trump also shot down the Dem talking points about him being exhausted. That's a good point. That's part of the thing right now is he's exhausted. He's not going to make it. How can he possibly govern? Why would you say that? I mean, listen, as a much younger man, I campaigned across four counties, not the whole nation, four counties. Wore me out, but I just kept on going. Trump's just going. He's just going.
Yeah, that came from when he was on Bongino's show and said at the end that he was tired, and he said something about how he needed to leave, and they took that out of context, and Bongino tweeted out about, actually, we kept him about 20 minutes longer than he was supposed to stay, and then he stayed after that and signed a bunch of stuff for hurricane relief victims. So it's like, nice try, but nice he, try. He went above and beyond.
Don't let facts get in the way. You know. Pete from Decatur says, how about a tax return? Wouldn't that have a W-2? Seems she could get her hands on that. Nah, she probably didn't file her taxes. Adam from Athens says, hey, JP, go Vols. Oh, Lord, somebody had to go there on you, JP.
Somebody, you know, I'm not used to this. My whole life, we beat Tennessee for about 15 years straight, so I'm not really I'm not used to that. But it seems like they're still recovering from the 15 years a little bit.
Is it bruising your feels? Is it bruising your
feels?
It's just
unusual.
All up?
I'm just used to beating Tennessee all the time. You know?
All right, music is playing. We're going to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.